Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, could be Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back is Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Bruce McGrath for the win. He got it.
If you don't like college football, and you watch this one, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Reddit did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Sunday, March 10th. It is, if it's not officially March Madness yet, you've had some good games. I would argue it is. It is now begun. It is tournament time. You actually have had some, you've already had some people clinch. You've had some auto bids that are, that punched their tickets. So it is March Madness. Screw you all. It's March Madness.
Yeah. Just a rough,
love to
rough one for Tennessee basketball in general.
The good news is it wasn't an elimination game. and I mean, it's not been a rough March. Let's be clear about that for all the Rick Barnes. It's March. What do you expect? A lot of you guys can only be negative for whatever reason. Not saying you all that listen to the show, just Vol fans. Yeah, yesterday sucked. I hate losing to Kentucky anytime. I absolutely hate it. They're Kentucky teams I hate, Kentucky players I hate, Kentucky fans I hate. There's one I like, and Rick Barnes threw him a bone on his birthday, and he's a good dude. And, you know, you just
– yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He wants to make sure they're a year and just completely miserable, and I appreciate that about him. So – yeah, it was a rough game. You don't want to lose Kentucky. I know a lot of people want to point at this game as a reason that Tennessee won't go far in the tournament while ignoring Tennessee's previous three games that clinched them an SEC tournament outright or an SEC regular season title outright. They refused to acknowledge that. And listen, I hate losing. I hate, despise it. Yesterday, I was mad in the grand, like it, Kentucky fans will argue this, and I'm not saying they won, credit to them, they won, they shot lights out. My god, we got beat by another white. We thought we had the superior white. He did go for more points.
He did.
We thought we had the superior white. I would argue we still do, but they won at the hands of a white guy, and I'll give them that. They brought the whiteness yesterday, credit to them. Calipari's still a baby. He got a technical for no reason. I don't know who the bigger baby is right now, him or Bruce Pearl. They won. But in the grand scheme of things, this game does not matter. It was not an elimination game. We still won the SEC outright. You can say, oh, this team had something to play. They did have, I mean, they want to win ball games, but we can't, you can't sell out for this team on this game. You cannot say this is what's going to happen in March, because how would you possibly know that when you look at the other previous three games?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the main thing about this is, like you said, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It just sucks that it had to be Kentucky.
It absolutely sucks. It absolutely
that
sucks.
That is the only reason why we are so down, is because it had to be. After Tennessee clinched the SEC title, you're kind of fighting for a one seed, but it looks like that game really didn't mean anything because USC had our back and beat Arizona. So we're still a number one seed at this point. So,
pump the brakes. This week matters now. Pump the brakes. Yeah. This week matters.
Yeah. Now we have a new team we have to fend off until they get beat by somebody horrible, too. It sucks. It's really impressive. You know, kind of a spin zone here that Tennessee was even in that game at the end of it.
Well, let me say a few things, too, about everyone going. That's a game, if you play like that, you lose in the tournament. If a team goes that unconscious from deep, of course you lose a tournament game. Yeah. What are you talking about? Have you watched the game of basketball? No, duh.
Yeah.
Don't say stupid stuff and try to look smart. Yeah, of course you lose that game if a team shoots like that from three. Shut up. And everybody that says Tennessee just didn't look like they wanted to fight, the first half was not good. You had guys that needed to score that didn't score. I know that. Tennessee struggled, and you don't want to struggle with shooting in your home arena. I'll call it what it is. Tennessee fought back in that game. All you all tweeting when Tennessee went down 14 with, what, 5 minutes left? You were sold out on them. Bye. Embarrassing loss. And Tennessee claws back into it, and you don't say a peep. You still call it embarrassing. Shut up. Dudes freaking fought their butt off. And that's why they're going to win tournament games. And I don't know how deep they go because it's the NCAA tournament. It's really hard to win. Not a lot of teams get back in that game down 14 when they were. So shut up. Dalton Connect's a dude. Jonas Adu, a dude. He's a guy, again, you wouldn't have been in that game when you were if it wasn't for him. And I know the stat line isn't what you want to see from him, especially in the scoring department, but the way he affects the ball on defense, the way he affects the ball on rebounds, he's a dude. Guy is Eagler. He answers when you need him most. Shut up. It's so annoying. It's so annoying how fickle you are, you fan base. So annoying.
The fact is he didn't get it. Dalton Connect did not get enough help. That's why he lost that game. Didn't get enough. I mean, you have a guy go off for 40. Somebody else, like he had 19 of your 29 points. You have to be able to do something. I mean, I know Rick Barnes at the end of the game was
– guy's got to make shots.
Yeah. He was like, he needs to share the ball. Well, I mean, he kind of was. They just weren't hitting him. And I know it's like I'm not chalking this game up to something that like is going to carry over into March because of what yesterday was. That was an emotional game from Josiah and Santi. It didn't really affect Dalton Connect, which I'm a believer in nothing affects Dalton Connect. I don't think. I don't really know if he's a human. I think he's a robot that just goes there and scores the basketball. That's what he was put on this earth to do. Now, Josiah and Santi, like, they have poured their heart into this program. I mean, Josiah was going to be he wasn't even going to be on scholarship this year. And the fact that he's able to kind of put it together, and I know, like, those guys are probably a little frustrated in the production, maybe. But I think a lot of it, they probably don't care as long as they're winning. And that's the kind of guys that those two are. And it sucks that they couldn't kind of have their moment yesterday during that basketball game. Because, I mean, especially Josiah, because if that would have went in and Tennessee finds a way to win that ball game, what kind of story are we writing today?
There's also Josiah didn't play bad. He gave you he gave you a stat line that you kind of need from him. Sure, there were some shots that didn't fall, but he gave you a stat line that you need from him. And yeah, that last possession, you have fans that aren't watching the game that are trying to figure out why Josiah took that shot. Why are you even tweeting about it? This is a texture. That was a texture buddy moment. You aren't watching the game.
He's also open. It'd be different if it was a...
Well, I mean, the question was, why is he taking over Dalton Connect? Did you watch? No, text a buddy. I'm with Danny White on that one. Text a buddy and find out. Don't tweet about it and be angry. It's incredibly frustrating that I'll dog Kentucky all day. I'll dog Kentucky all day. It's a really good team. When you went and thumped them in Rupp, think about how proud you were. You wouldn't have been proud of that thumping if it was against an inferior opponent. That's a good team. They've always been good offensively. Yesterday, they play well defensively. You also just don't shoot well.
Yeah.
It makes sense how you, like, I can piece together, I can reason with how you lose that game. What I can't reason with is how you get back in it. You have three straight possessions that Kentucky's not even able to get it across the half court line. Because these dudes fight and battle. And that is what will win games with them for them in March.
Yeah, I mean,
you're ready to sell out on them.
Yeah, the first sign of, you know, things not going their way, Kentucky, that game is a blowout on Tennessee side. Like, there's no everything went well for Kentucky yesterday, and that's the game we got. And it should have been a blowout. You shoot like that and you only win by 4 points, that's kind of embarrassing.
I like that spin zone. I like that.
It's kind of embarrassing. How do you shoot 51% from three and only win by four?
In the second half, percentage, I'm not sure what it was, had to be better.
Yeah.
Had to be.
How do you I mean, their defense, they gave 52 points in the second half. I mean, we did too, but Kentucky's a really good offensive team. Tennessee just able to get something going in the first half. If it's somebody else besides Dalton Kincaid scoring 19 of their 29 points, it's a totally different game. You don't miss six free throws. It's a totally different game. Yeah. Again, just sucks it was Kentucky that you had to play like that. But I do kind of think – I don't think losses are good. I'm not a loser. But Tennessee being as hot as they were, I think is setting a lot of people up.
you gotta. Here's the thing: you will not know. What kind of sucks is you will not know if this was a good loss to have until next Friday.
No, oh, yeah,
you won't know, or next Saturday even probably. I mean, you got to win Friday, but even the next Saturday, you won't know. So that's tough. That you got to kind of sit on that one, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm not – we said it. Winning – the fact that you were outright going into this game, you were kind of like, where do we lose a game at that it really won't hurt us? And you can kind of just get that loss out of the way. Because going – we talked about it with Steve Hamer on Thursday show. We've discussed it throughout the week. Playing 13 at the time perfect games is virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this team was tasked with. So the fact that they can go win one championship – still get one loss out of the way. Now you got to play 7 perfect games if you want to win the rest of the championships in front of you. Is that right?
Yeah. If that game is the one you lose, you got to take
10 perfect games. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that was the one.
But again,
it didn't in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You won't know where you won't know where you finish. You won't know if this loss is good until the end of it. The only way I think you can really, just don't tweet at Kentucky fans right now. They won. Just let them have their win. Move on.
This is the one
we know they want to talk about history. Let's talk about recent history. We've gone farther in March than they have in recent history since 2018, 2019. They haven't played out of the first weekend. So if recent history tells me anything, we will have the final say. So, but just don't tweet at them for now. They're not reasonable anyways. Their minds have been just diluted and they can't think straight from all the from all the just coal fumes and mine fumes. And then add on top of that they're the oxycodone capital meth or capital of the world, them in West Virginia. And thank you for your service for lighting my home right now. I feel bad for you, but let's be honest. It's hurt your brains, and I hate that for you.
Well, I'm just thinking this is the one game a year in their whole entire athletic department that considers them relevant. Otherwise, they would be on the same wavelength as Vanderbilt, right? I mean, that's true.
Yeah, I mean.
And everything else. We beat them in everything else. This is the one game a year where they get to have bragging rights and it be somewhat of a – rivalry. You know, it's not a rivalry if we beat them all the time. Like, Vanderbilt's not a rivalry.
Not anymore. No. Shout out to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
they didn't beat in Florida, which it's funny that if you've looked at the March, again, looking at March Madness metrics, like how teams perform in March. Sorry to kind of get off topic here. Florida is a team with a very, very high ceiling, but a very, very, very low floor. And you saw that, you've seen that this week where they beat Alabama and then lose to Vanderbilt. They have a very high ceiling and a very low floor. And Tennessee fans, they want to point to this previous game and say, see, Tennessee's floor is low. I don't know if you're watching basketball if you think losing to Kentucky's a low floor.
Yeah. Honestly, like I lost a big parlay because of Florida. But I think it was well worth it because I do have a guy that I work with that's a Florida fan. And I just get to walk by him. Just knowing he's like still upset about losing to Vanderbilt, and that's going to give me peace in losing that bet.
I would, I would like to point out, if you had doubled up every game, you would have won all your money back from Tennessee's previous four games.
Yeah, I did win quite a bit of money yesterday. So.
Yeah, but you would have won all that back that you bet on Tennessee if you had just doubled up.
We're good. It's all good. Yeah, I want about out of the way. I'm about even because they were that. They're like plus 250. So all's well.
Yeah. I lost 100 on black yesterday, and that stung. I was in a casino for 3 minutes.
Lost it all, huh?
Not all. All that I bet.
$100, yeah. You went in.
I didn't cash out my bank account. Just walk in and put it down. That would have been exhilarating. It is reminding it, every time I do something like that, it does remind me how people get addicted to gambling because, man, when that they spin it and then you see the bets are closed sign, your heart just – and it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. Win or lose, that feeling's awesome. The next feeling matters, win or lose, but then you just walk out.
Hey, can we talk about – I know we're probably going to get into umpires a little bit later on in the show, but can we talk about – how people are out of bounds and we're still missing that call? How does that – and it leads to a made basket every time. How does that happen? How do we keep missing guys stepping out of bounds? These are like 6'7" human beings. How are we missing their size 15 shoe on the baseline? How?
Yeah, I really don't understand that.
I mean, it's unreal. Ugh. What can you do? I mean, Reed Sheppard is a really good player. I'm not sure. I don't understand the whole why. Why doesn't he start? I mean, I guess, like, if you're 7-for-10, maybe you don't mess with that lineup. But it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, Dillingham's played off the bench well all year, too. But, yeah, I feel like Shepard's been more consistent. I mean, he's going to be the SEC freshman of the year, zero doubt. But,
yeah,
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know. Just tough loss. I mean, you're big. Jonas Adu, 4-for-11. It's got to be better. Zakai didn't have a great first half. Dealt with some foul trouble. But he has a big second half. I think he had 8 of his 9 assists in the second half. It's just hard to – I mean, I think you saw how important he is on the court in that first half when you didn't see him out there. Tennessee was just like – the ball was just stuck, it felt like. And it was just kind of everybody watching Dalton like, hey, what are you going to do? Here you go, bud. You take the shot. I'm good.
Yeah.
So that it hurt. It hurt just the way that the first half played out. And then you're so close in the second half, you're like, if we could just play a little bit better in that first half, just not as ugly, you'd probably win that ball game. In a ball game that Kentucky should never lose, let's point that out again. When you shoot 51% from the three, you should never lose a basketball game.
Yeah. And this, then losing this game really, really sucks and stings and. I feel like that maybe got missed in the first where I was just venting about I've got to stay off Twitter during games. I do. I understand that. But it's really frustrating to see a bunch of our fans give up, say our guys were giving up when they certainly weren't. It's also, let me say this too, it has nothing to do with the game. I see too many tweets from people inside the arena complaining about people sitting down. You're not yelling. You're not screaming. If you're sending tweets, I can multitask, but you're just not if you're sending a tweet. If you're not just one tweet either, multiple tweets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like to point that out. If you're in the arena, put your phone down and scream.
Yeah, I don't go to enough basketball games to know like who's where everybody's sitting. I mean, I guess that section in the front is sitting down a lot of the time, but also you don't notice it when everybody's standing up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird dynamic. I do think that arena gets loud. I don't know where it comes from, like, people think it's not a great environment. I definitely think it is when it's at its peak, for sure. Like, yeah. Yesterday, there was no doubt in my mind that that place was loud. It had to have been.
Well, not loud enough for a lot of people, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I'm also just going into our fans. I'm going to stop giving to – this is my public. I'm going to stop giving to the volunteer club because Trey Vaughn. So, apparently my money only goes to men's sports. So, what am I giving to then? I can't be expected to give to all these NIL clubs, NIL collectives. Me giving to the volunteer club means I don't care about women. Well, we'll make that easy. I just won't care about men either. It's very frustrating. Vols experienced two back-to-back heartbreakers yesterday in a very dumb fashion. Apparently, you're not allowed to speak to it unless you give to the NIL collective, the women. Apparently, they don't get money from the volunteer club. That's news to me. So we'll just make this really easy, and I will no longer be given to any NIL collective. We talked about this from the beginning, Landon. There's too much confusion. Where is this money going to? How is it going to the players? And I'm finding out today that volunteer only means certain volunteers when you say volunteer club. I'm also told that it means I don't care about women. So we're going to make that easy. We're going to make it real easy, and I'm just not going to give to any NIL collective. You can say I don't care about recruiting. You can say I don't care about Tennessee. That's just blatantly not true. But I'm sick of being confused. I'm sick of having to give to all of these different NIL clubs. I'm sick of it. And so the easy answer is I'm not going to give to any. I'm going in after this show, and I'm canceling my volunteer club membership because of this exchange. It's insane. I'm serious. Like, that is insanity to me. And I'm being told that I said that, well, that's an alignment problem. He said, no, I mean, we're well aligned. If I can't give to one club that's supposed to be, I mean, the university endorses him, correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
If I can't give to one club and that encompasses all athletes, then that you're not well aligned. So I'm out. Figure out a better way to be aligned. Because if this was public knowledge, Landon, then the volunteer club should go, oh, and by the way, here's the club that you give to for women's athletes. I've never been told that. So I'm out.
Yeah. I just don't understand the whole all the people that are on here haven't given a dime to the Lady Vols Collective. I just how does that impact them not playing defense on a single play? I mean, let's talk about that. That is, I mean, as bad as a loss that Kentucky game felt, that Lady Vols loss. Oh my God. Oh my God. Make two free throws, it's over. Anyway, you miss both of them. Crap.
You miss both of them. But also, I mean, listen, we can go on and on. You should have been defending the girl. I don't care how many threes she's made in her life. You don't give an open three. And I'm speaking to this as someone who doesn't donate to the NIL. And I'm not saying, I'll say this, I don't watch enough women's basketball. I'm not saying fire Kelly Harper. I don't have a clue. But I'm going to call out coaching malpractice when it's coaching malpractice. You don't guard a girl that's wide open. In the meantime, you have two girls who aren't guarding anybody, because not only did you not guard the girl who wasn't open, you also did not guard the inbounder. You had no one on the inbounder. You didn't double team anybody. You had two wide open girls on the court, the inbounder and the girl who made the game winning three.
Caleb, we stood in the lane and put our hands up, right? The first thing in junior pro they teach you is put your hands up in the lane, and we did that.
She was playing defense.
Oh my gosh. Brutal. I mean, as soon as she threw it up, you knew it was going in. I mean, there was no one around her. She thought she was just in the gym by herself. Unreal.
It was bad. Another kind of, listen, they fought. They got back in that game. They were down 23 at one point. Credit to them. But that was a really, really, really bad way to end it.
Yeah. So I think I'm with you. I don't watch enough women's basketball to have a take on. I just don't see why you keep her. I just think she's proven over the last few years that, I mean, they just can't win big games. Apparently, her recruiting has been terrible. She is one of the best players in the country, by the way, and her Keith Jackson.
That's our fault.
Yeah.
So easy there, Landon.
But she is one of the best players in the country in Rekia Jackson. There's no reason why they should be on the bubble for the tournament. No way. So, I mean, I thought maybe I just don't watch enough, but I thought the Lady Vols program had better expectations than that.
I certainly haven't watched enough of the women, so like I said, I'm not going to comment on Kelly Harper because I just thought, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, don't worry. If you say I don't care about women, you now can say I also don't care about men. So, because this is, I'm not even waiting till after the show. It's canceled. So you can say I don't care about women. That's fine. He even said he hopes I don't have daughters. Hope I don't have sons either because I don't care about them.
He hopes you don't have daughters. Good God.
Yeah. Yep. So don't worry, Trey. I don't care about the women, but I don't care about the men either. Peace. Made that easy.
Let's get into the SEC basketball tournament. Turning the page. You lost. It's over. It's postseason play now. Regular season's done. It don't matter. You want a banner. It's over. You play Friday at 1, I think. The winner of Mississippi State LSU. If you do end up playing in Mississippi State, you have a chance to beat every single team in the SEC this year. Pretty cool. That'd be nice. I mean, truly, kings of the SEC if you beat everybody. Now, if LSU wins, I guess you don't get that chance to do that. But it should be a game you should win, especially if that's LSU. I think you're hands down better than Mississippi State. Kind of had got you. Kind of like Texas A&M, kind of like South Carolina did. You were able to take care of both those games. I think you'll be up for that one. And then looking maybe at South Carolina, Auburn, the winner of that game would be in the semifinals. So, yeah, just go win a game. I think that should – I think two games should lock you into that number one seed. But if you're going to win two games, you might as well just win the third one. You got to play it anyway. So let's just go win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, don't really – I mean, whatever. Isn't it weird that Auburn and Alabama, the 3 and 4 seed, have potential to play the lowest seeds in the tournament and then off of two games rather than one?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, it seems like we know who should win it, but who should win those game 4 and game 6, but it's just weird. I mean, I don't care.
You should beat both those teams.
You should, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I've just pointed out that it's interesting. Yeah, noon on Friday though. Let's do it.
Is it noon on Friday? Or is it 1?
Central, noon central, yeah. 1.
Okay.
Sorry, it's in Nashville. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know like what the time was. Also, the time change today has got me all messed up.
Really? You don't have like a phone you use to keep time or like a smartwatch?
Yeah, I'm manually talking about like it was so light outside. Usually when we're recording, it's completely dark. And today I was like, oh, it's like 7 o'clock. Like,
I don't know. I see what you're saying. I was gonna say it's pretty dark out there right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited for the SEC tournament. It does matter this year, according to Joe Lunardi. He did say through Saturday, a lot of people were pointing out to me that Tennessee and Arizona will compete, which still doesn't make sense. Let's, what if both teams won through Saturday, who gets the nod? Also, question is, if it mattered through Saturday, wouldn't have Texas A&M been in the NCAA tournament in 2022?
You think?
Because then you would have said they weren't a bubble team on Saturday, then they were out. Because then going into Sunday, they're probably in and they lose and they're not then.
Which why is the SEC like the only team that goes into Sunday?
There's someone else does. There's at least one other major conference that goes into Sunday.
I just don't know why we can't be done by Saturday and let's wrap this thing up and let's get to the
NCAA. Yeah, I think you could start on Tuesday very easily. But I mean, I don't understand why having the game wrapped up on Sunday by 3 o'clock, you can't use those to affect the bracket. Is it too hard? Yeah. Because also, if let's say a team that didn't win got an auto bid, well, you're going to have to put them in anyways. Or a team that won had an auto that they weren't going to be in, they got the auto bid. You have to change it anyways.
Yeah. Or just like the last two teams, kind of like the SEC baseball tournament, you're out. All right. There's no reason for you to play in this game. You're out. Let's just move that whole thing up and start everybody on Wednesday.
I mean, I don't hate that, but the thing is with the auto bids, I think you have to, the SEC has to give every team an opportunity to try to play in the NCAA tournament because it's good for your conference as a whole.
It would be awesome if
I don't hate the logic. SEC
tournament.
Who did?
It'd be awesome if Missouri went and won the SEC tournament and it got the awesome. Tournament.
Absolutely. In fact, I think every team should roll over for them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Even if you're let's on the bubble, we don't care.
Let's get weird in here. Better yet, let's let Vanderbilt do it. So they're just the Vanderbilt fans that hate Jerry Stackhouse, which they should, are just in this conundrum of like, well, he is going to play in the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah.
He did win the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you can't just start or make them play two games on Wednesday. You're playing two games kind of back to back anyway.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, let's get all junior, speaking of junior pro, let's get all junior pro up in here.
Yeah, let's do some double headers. Let's get this thing rolling. Hit it over by Saturday. Also about the NCAA tournament, there's a lot of people just like, oh, that Florida loss like hurt us because it was a quad one win. Who cares? They lost to Vanderbilt. That's enough for me. I don't care. I don't care about the like a one seed would be cool.
You also have enough quad one wins.
Two seeds cool too. Like we're not the number one overall seed anyway, so I mean you're just
I'd really instead like of a number one seed though.
Instead of a six, I just think it's kind of scarier on my end, I think. Being a one seed and have to
play that. Well, you've already had it. You have already had a one seed lose this. You wouldn't be the first. That's the good news. That's the good news.
Yeah, but still. Like Purdue, like Zach Edey shouldn't win the player of the year because of that game last year. And they lose to Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah, you shouldn't win player of the year.
It's Dalton Connect's player of the year. I don't know why it's being argued, by the way.
Yeah. I think he's averaged like 26 points per game in SEC play, which is insane.
Yeah. Yep.
Six games, 35 plus. Yeah. I'm excited for March Madness. Again, I do think Tennessee, we've said it before on the show, I do think Tennessee has the capability to win a national championship. I think there's a lot of teams kind of in there, probably five or six teams that could probably meet that same mold, and one of them probably does. But I think that's the beauty of March Madness, where like not the best team usually doesn't win it. But it's usually one of those really good teams that wins it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So. Just keep rolling. Move past it. Senior day's over. Here's another thing. Kentucky doesn't really know what that whole senior day is. Do they even have senior day?
There had to be years where it's like one walk-on guy that no one cared about, right?
Yeah.
Had to be. They have like some older guys now, but in like the year, like the years they played – had really, really good teams. It's had to be just one guy that they're like, who's that? Which apparently I haven't read the full story, but maybe let's get moving on this. Apparently Kentucky's played actual players in, you know, they do those manager games the nights before games. Apparently Kentucky's played actual players before in those.
Oh.
Bench guys that don't play, that are rostered, they play them in those manager games.
Wow. Why?
I don't know. I think we need to... Is that your best Owen Wilson impression? Wow.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, I think we need to look into that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the manager. The manager's Final Four now, dude. It's important.
You're getting these guys more game reps. Actually, I kind of like that, honestly.
No. It's ruining the spirit of the game. You can't play even walk-ons in that role. You got to have real managers, man. Come on.
Yeah, I guess you're going to name it managers. You can't have just somebody that puts
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are they in uniform? They never take off their warm-up shirt. So do they have like a jersey on underneath that? I don't know. Summer ask. Yeah. All right, let's get into let's move on. You got a good friend to tell us about?
Yeah. Let me tell you guys about Grade A Grounds. Grade A Grounds, it's some of my favorite coffee right now. Specifically, the B is for blueberry. Grade A is owned by two local educators in the Johnson City area. That meaning not only are they making great coffee, guys, but they are also giving back to their community, something they take a lot of pride in and are really proud of doing. That sounded redundant. I apologize. Not only is there one of their main goals, yes, to bring you great coffee, but also to give back to students and classrooms in the area. They do that by donating 5% of all sales to a nonprofit organization that supports students all over the Tri-Cities called Coalition for Kids. That money goes directly towards keeping a classroom at Coalition for Kids stocked with the necessary supplies needed for students. They also want to help display what the students are doing in those classrooms by giving them the opportunity to show those artistic talents. Every label you get from Grade A Grounds, that label has been created by students, the directions of their art teachers. So what you're seeing, you're seeing the output of those donations. It's an awesome business that not only is, hey, waking me up in the morning. I need it. I can't function without my coffee, but also giving back to the community around them. Really excited to partner with them. Love Grade A Grounds. Make sure you go check them out online. You can follow links on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere we are, they are. Go to their website. Use promo code GOVOLS and get you some great coffee today. Shout out to Grade A Grounds Coffee.
Do it. All right. Baseball, another sweep. You know, we're saying this every week. It's not getting old, but it just feels like very repetitive at this point. Yeah, the 24-1 game on Saturday, that is why we need a run rule. 24-1 is insane. Also, when you're going in weather delay and it's still like that, it's like, guys, let's just end it.
I think the weather delay is probably a good point to end it. You run into issues where you want to get – when you have the opportunity to get guys time in competition, you want to do it. So I get why, like, Tony Vitello wouldn't want to do the run.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you go into the weather delay, just maybe call it.
Yeah. But yeah, another good weekend of baseball. Lineup continues to rake. Your pitching is looking good, and you don't have AJ Russell back yet. And so you hope that it even gets better once SEC play gets here next week. So this was kind of your last series until SEC play. You do have Eastern Kentucky on Tuesday, but I think they're like 2-14, so they're not any good. And Illinois wasn't that good either. I do think they have some – their Friday night guy was pretty good pitching the ball, but we shelled him. and just like the weather was terrible this weekend. Got to go on Friday night. It was terrible. Rained pretty much the whole time. Did get to take my wife. She's now 1-0 in Lindsey Nelson. So I don't know if she'll ever go back.
She's only been there once.
I know.
That's pretty wild.
So, I guess – the new renovation, she's like,
got her in.
She's a little bougie, you know. She needed that little extra to it to be able to go. Got her some nachos, had a dog, you know. We did the whole shebang. It was the wind. And Tennessee was able to, like, that's the reason why they scored in the first inning. We scored in the first inning because the outfielders could not judge a ball because the wind would just carry it so far.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Ensley, the first, I think, maybe the second batter of the game, hits one, like, right to him. He's, like, standing there, and he's like, oh, crap, and takes off a full sprint to his left and, you know, just outside of his reached-out glove. It drops. You're like, well, that sucks, because that's any other time, that's just a can of corn. But and somehow we were able to hit a couple home runs in that game. I don't know how. Again, Tennessee's getting their money's worth with home runs. They were able to hit two grand slams this weekend. They've hit three in the last four games, which is insane.
That is insane.
Yeah. So yeah, they're just hitting the baseball well, pitching it well, like what I'm seeing from the bullpen. AJ Causey was awesome on Friday, had 12, I think career high 12, strikeouts. Nate Snead looked good. I think he had five through six innings on Sunday. And then Saturday you had Drew Beam, five innings pitch, five Ks. So everybody looks good. And that 24-1 game, my God. I mean, we had Hunter High, a freshman who probably isn't going to see a lot of playing time, except maybe in midweek games. I mean, he had a double. He had two hits in Saturday's game. He looked good. Reese Chapman hit that grand slam, had six RBIs. So, I mean, you have a lot of guys that you're able to – I guess that's why he doesn't do it, because you're able to see kind of what guys have. Are you able to use them in this situation, that situation? And it's just been fun to watch over the past couple weeks. Now, we'll see what happens when we get to SEC play, but I imagine Tennessee is going to be at the top of the SEC standings for the majority of the season. And, you know, we'll see what happens when postseason gets here.
Yeah. Yeah. I did also – I knew Christian Moore had hit a lot of home runs. I think Ben McKee – I didn't realize he was at 32.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been a lot of talk about Blake Burke, who's even, you know, a little bit closer at 35. I think we're going to be in a Luke Lipsy to Seven Russell shootout here this season, maybe. You have potential for it.
Now Blake Burke has 36. Hit his 36 today.
Okay, 36. So, sorry, hit his 36. Okay. I thought it was his 35th today. So 36 today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's four away from tying it. Five away from breaking it. And Christian Moore probably gets there, too, by the end of the year. I mean, he probably doesn't end up beating Blake Burke, but he'll probably be number two.
Right, right. Which he does need four on Tuesday to complete Ben's prediction of getting it before SEC play.
That's true. He does.
That ejection might have hurt that prediction.
Yeah. Good God. What are we doing?
What was the official ruling for ejected? Just mouthing? Just –
Yeah, he said something to the – so basically, like, it started happening on Friday, and Tony kind of addressed it with the media today, but they were quick pitching. So basically, like, we would get the sign, get ready to get in the box. As soon as we, like, even remotely got close to the box, they're already in their windup.
Right.
Trying to just, like – and a lot of times the ump was calling it off, but they're still throwing a pitch at our player when they're not looking. So, like, you throw 95 miles an hour while I'm not looking, it's going to piss me off.
Yeah, fair.
So, I think there was a lot of jawing that started from that, and they just kept doing it throughout the weekend. And then there was a warning, I think, when their catcher was up to bat, him and Cal Stark had some words. And so, I think they gave each team a warning. And then Blake Burke hits a bomb. Crosses home plate, probably lets the catcher know about it, and then gets tossed because umpire was right there.
Which, like, it goes back into the same thing with Drew Gilbert in that Notre Dame series. Same thing with what's his name from Clemson. Just shut your mouth when you know it's going to get you ejected.
Yeah, you can't do that. If you're going to let a player know, make sure the umpire's, like, not right there.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, you can't be smart about it.
You can't run from center field to third base to let them know.
Yeah. In Illinois, they were kind of chirpy all weekend. And, like, you're going – that's a lion's den right now. Tennessee baseball – like, there was a Illinois fan that sit next to us on Friday, And he was like, man, this stadium is like huge compared to ours. And I was like, well, ours is small compared to everybody else in the SEC. That's why we're having to renovate it. I like the fire. I do. Yeah, I love it. I think that's what makes college baseball what it is. Be a little bit more smart about it. But also, like, we can't be tossing players for stuff that's being, like, words being said. Come on.
I think it depends. I don't mind the – I think that depends. And I don't mind the fire. I don't mind the jawing a little bit. But I think that's an issue that should be addressed more by the NCAA because, I mean, what is said does matter. We don't know what was said. But, like, for example, like the Drew Gilbert, you say that to an ump, you say that to a ref in any sport, you're going to get tossed.
Yeah.
So I think it depends. It varies greatly, but it's just one of those things that you have been, if he had done that without a warning, different, I probably feel differently about it, but you've been told by your coach, cause I'm sure Tony Vitello relayed that to the team. Like we just got to like, he's warned the entire team.
Yeah.
You just gotta be smarter about it. You just hit a bomb off of him. Just get back to the dugout.
And I mean, I thought it initially, like, we didn't know what it was. Initially, I thought it was the bat flip, and I'm like, oh my God.
And that would be another story.
Yeah.
Another story for me. I wouldn't feel the same that I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just not get on a power trip and just start because ejecting. Okay. Let's change the rule a little bit because Blake Burke gets tossed in what when was that? The fifth inning? Now he's to set out Eastern Kentucky, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, if you get ejected, you get this, you have to sit out 9 innings. I don't think you should have to sit out a whole nother 9 inning game. I think that's
that. I mean, depending on the ejection, I think what you get ejected for should matter. If it was just words being said, I don't think you should have to sit out at all, unless it was like in the 9th inning of the game or something.
Yeah.
If it's in the middle of the game, I just don't feel that you should be punished for the.
Yeah.
Their next game for jawing with the team that you just played that day. Right. Cause that's another thing. It goes back into Cam Camillo's. It's like, did what he say, maybe warrant an ejection in that game to calm things down. Maybe should it affect him next game? I don't know. Yeah. Don't know if I feel that way.
Yeah. It was kind of a heated game today. Tennessee was able to run away with it after Robin Villeneuve's grand slam. But you just beat that team 24-1 the day before. Just point at the scoreboard.
I mean that's like you stomp them. Just let it be.
And bottom line is, like, they're mouthy because they're tired of getting their brains beat in, which I would be too. I'd be absolutely furious if I just went out there and played a game where I lost 24-1 in the rain and it's freezing cold. Yeah, I would be a little mad too.
Yeah.
Let's not give them kind of what they want. Let's play our game. But I do love the fire. Also, you just hit a tank, so whatever.
Yeah. I mean, let's just be smarter. We know we're going to get ejected for it. Yeah, right or wrong, you're going to get ejected for it. Let's just be smarter.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for baseball?
I don't, man. I'm ready for SEC play. Baseball's weird. Tennessee, like LSU played Xavier today. Tennessee plays them in their midweek game next week after the Alabama series. Xavier was able to get that Sunday win over LSU. Florida's been weird. They've lost some horrible games. I think they lost to St. Mary's. They lost to Stetson, St. John's. So they're kind of all over the place. Ole Miss doesn't look great. Alabama looks pretty good. I don't know how they lost so many guys in the transfer portal. LSU is going to be a really good team. I think Vanderbilt's going to be good. So you just got Auburn should be decent this year. You just got a lot of guys. They're kind of new to the SEC, like Billy Amick. Like he wasn't in the SEC last year, but now he's like one of the best players in the SEC. So there's a lot of new faces in it. It's going to be fun to see kind of how it plays out because it's a gauntlet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
All right. Do I have a friend?
Yeah, we do.
Another friend to tell you about. Guys, go check out Roback. That is roback.com. Use promo code More Important Issues for 20% off your first purchase. They have the new Tennessee polos back. They are sick. It's probably my favorite polo. Again, it doesn't wrinkle, has a little dog on it. They just look good. So go pick you one of those up. They got them back in stock. I know a lot of people were really upset when they ran out of, or they're out of stock. They ran out of them so quickly the last time, but they're back. So go do that. Use promo code More Important Issues to get 20% off your first purchase. Also get Q-Zips, hoodies, t-shirts, joggers, pants, whatever you need. They got it. Best quality. Go check out roback.com. Again, 20% off your first purchase using promo code More Important Issues.
Do it. I just got my Tennessee State shirt that I missed on the first go around. So make sure you do the same.
Did?
Yeah. Heck oh, yeah.
Thank you. Also, our merch. If you haven't been able to get that yet, last day is the day to
get your.
We got some comfort color t-shirts, some champion sweatshirts. We got an Imperial trucker hat with a white rope. It looks incredible. So please go check that out. And some really good prices on there too. Not bad for what you're getting. Not bad at all. So go check that out. Get those in today, and we'll get them out as soon as we get them back.
Right. I'm watching the. Did you see the South Carolina LSU little squabble on the court?
Yeah. Man,
Kim Mulkey is just so goofy. She dresses so goofy, and then her walk up to the fight. Did you see it?
No.
This. Let me try to do it like on camera best I can. She's like with those little flare things on her wrist, and she's just stomping. I mean, I'm like, you can't look any goofier than you do.
I hate
easy the LSU. I don't want you to hate.
Women, I hate man. The LSU women's basketball team. I mean, they are so frustrating. They basically handpicked their – I mean, they just won the national championship. They think they have the best coach. They think they have the best player. Then they get the best transfer. And South Carolina is just – what are they, 32-0 now?
Also, in this fight, there's a guy in a flat bill cap that jumps over the scorer's table. I want to know who he is.
Oh, he's a brother of the girl that got pushed. Of the LSU player that got pushed to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did he got there pretty quick?
Oh, yeah. You got a little pop-up.
Does he sit at the scorer's table?
Man was ready. He must have saw it coming. That he had that, like, sibling – what is it called? I think twins have it. I don't know if they're twins.
But telepathy?
Yeah, telepathy. Yeah, thank you.
He was there. Credit to him. He was there quick. I thought he was at least like an LSU staffer.
But also, like, I think he got there and he was like, okay, these are women. What do I do? Because, like, the cop just, like, grabbed him because he just, like, ran up to her, maybe said something, but he was like, I can't just destroy a woman on this court.
Right.
There was definitely some regret to that man as soon as he, like, jumped over. He was like, okay, that probably wasn't the best.
Yeah, I just need to talk about that so I can get in my women's basketball talk so I can, you know, be okay. Some people will be okay with me having a daughter, or, you know, things like that. So,
yeah.
That interaction's really just.
I didn't know you got in an argument with him.
Right at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
It makes me wish I could somehow take money from that NIL. But since I can't do that, I just won't give money to the NIL I've been giving to. Because once again, I didn't know that volunteer only meant certain volunteers. So it's good to know. Thanks for telling us, bud.
Yeah.
Were you aware that was just for men student athletes?
I was not, no.
I have a feeling it's not if you looked into it, but he's telling me so. So I'm going to. He said they're aligned. I haven't even heard of the collective he's pushing out.
Yeah, me either.
So again, well aligned. I don't know if you are. But that's beside the point, I guess. I could. All right. Most important of the week.
Most important. Tennessee also, going to Jordan Brand. Also, the guy who said that my sweatshirt is not real. He's like, well, yeah, you. But some guy was like, that's not real. I know that for a fact. And I was like, are you in my closet? Like, what?
It is real. It is not issued. It is not available to the masses. We won't tell how Landon got it. He's got a hookup at Jordan and the University of Tennessee. Wink, wink. I tweeted that it was Photoshop because I knew that Landon was stirring the pot a little bit. So I got in on stirring a little bit too. I know about it. I know it is a shirt. It is a product with a power tee on it.
Yeah. He was like, that's not real. I was like, it is real. And he was like, it's not real. I know that for a fact. And I was like, I mean, like, what kind of sources do you have? Also, it's very much real.
It's real.
It's not a fictitious piece of clothing. I'm not that good at Photoshop. I wish I was.
He probably saw my Photoshop thing and was like, yeah, Photoshop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Which, I think by we the talked way, about that.
Did we? I don't know if we talked about Jordan Brand on the show.
Not on the show.
Yeah.
Off camera, you know.
I mean, it'd be really cool for our basketball team.
Yeah.
I said it outright. I would love the apparel. Absolutely love the apparel. Yeah,
the apparel would be
I think it's weird that a football team, seemingly a baseball team, would be wearing a basketball logo, a player dunking a basketball on their uniform. And I get it. I do think Jordan transcends his sport for sure. It just looks, I don't know, just look. And again, it would be different too if they had different uniforms instead of just slapping the Jordan logo on a Nike uniform, which is what Jordan brand teams do. So whatever. It'd be cool at the end of the day. And I said it in our text too. I was like, the moment Nico comes out in some Jordan ones, high top, orange and white cleats, like I'm in. No doubt.
Yeah. Also, I guess we're still He's on sick. Yeah, we're still on most important, and this guy loves the Jordan brand. Also, is a Kentucky fan, the only Kentucky fan that we do like. It was his birthday, so happy birthday, Austin. We love you, even though the day after your birthday, you are wearing Tennessee colors. So we appreciate that. Wearing the golf shirt that we got, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so he's supporting.
I missed that. Did he post that anywhere, or did you just see
it? He sent it to me.
Okay.
He said, tell nobody, so I'm telling ball everybody.
Ball cat.
Yeah. I don't really have any more most important. There's a lot of fail.
Okay. I don't know if this week's just been crazy, so I haven't taken any screenshots. I mean, there's a lot of – but I feel like we've talked about, like, Don Connect Player of the Year.
Yeah, Tennessee did hit 11 home runs this weekend, so I feel like that should be mentioned. That's
pretty insane, yeah.
Yeah.
You say you had one more? Or no, fails. Okay, fails.
Yeah. Oh, we already talked about the Andrew guy saying that Dalton Connect. I mean, mine was going to be that inbound play for the Lady Vols was one of the worst things I've ever watched as a Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Kyle Filipowski. We should have done this most important.
Oh, God.
He's healed.
He's cured.
Oh my gosh.
So here's my take on it too. Everyone telling Jay Billis he should say something about it. They're like, on the broadcast, he said it's uncalled for. I'm like, no. He doesn't get to say that students who storm the court should be arrested or cited and then just get to say it's uncalled for. That's not how it works. You don't get to go on a national tirade where you go on several shows and pretend court storming is the worst thing to happen in sports, and then be okay with what he did in the game, and then students throwing stuff at players, whether they're taunting or not, throwing stuff at players after the game. No, that's not how this works, bud. You don't just get to do the natural response that everybody should get to and go, that's uncalled for. Nope, you have to be outraged equally because you're unbiased, correct, Jay Billis? You're unbiased. So also, you have to have the equal amount of outrage.
I don't remember, like, he didn't have that outrage when, I think it was before the game, there was Duke players saying, I want to kill you, RJ Davis.
Want to kill you?
Yeah, that's what they were yelling at him while he was shooting before the game.
Players.
Oh, I'm sorry. Students were
okay. Okay, okay.
No, not players. Sorry.
Okay.
Kyle Filipowski's knee was yelling that at every UNC player. But also, it's like, dude, you can't do that, especially with that leg.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've got another one here with Kim Mulkey. Number one, her outfit. Number two, do you see what she said after the game about that fight?
Uh-uh.
She said she wished she had pushed Angel Reese. And she's like, you're 6'8". You don't go push a smaller player. I'm like, she pushed the girl who pushed people. Right or wrong, like, she did that. So bigger players now have to go seek out equally sized players to push, yeah, even if they're not involved in the scuffle. You're like, wait a minute. That girl's a little bit shorter than me. Scan, you.
Yeah. It is going to be interesting, and it probably doesn't matter, but like their next game is the NCAA tournament. Like, they're going to be ejected for. So, man, I would really hate to see those two teams go down because of that.
Oh, man, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How many people were ejected in that?
There was quite a bit. There's a lot of LSU players running back to the locker room.
Golly.
I do have one more fail. Nate Oates, he's back. Didn't take long. He says on Latrell Reitzel, he says, who finished with 20 points in the win over Arkansas, we would have a league championship if he hadn't gone down.
Okay, cool.
But you don't. Also, Tennessee beat you by 20 at home. So that really wouldn't have made a difference, I don't think. Yeah, just a bad look. And Nate Oates, good God, he is the most cringe person in the world. Like, when he celebrates – and he's like yelling out of the side of his mouth. I hate him. Hate him.
He sucks. He's the worst.
But they should have. So, excuses of why he didn't win a league championship. Also, I thought they were going to lose that game to Arkansas, so that was going to be hilarious. Because I'm sure he still would have said it after the game, even if they would have lost. So that would have been great. All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything else for this. That's been good. We'll see you back here on Thursday before Tennessee starts their postseason run.
Yeah.
It starts on Friday.
I got one more person to tell you about before we get off here. That's our good friends at Knoxville Tours. It is never too early to think about football season. Tennessee takes on Oklahoma this season in Norman to welcome them to the SEC. Our good friends at Knoxville Tours have a great five-day tour September 19th to 23rd that takes all the stress off of you when booking and planning an away trip. The trip on the motor coach tour will take you from Tennessee to Oklahoma for the game and some fun stops along the way. The trip will include transportation to and from Oklahoma, four-night hotel accommodations, a dinner show at Cattleman's. Go cheer on the Vols in the Midwest. They will also be doing tours to Arkansas and Vanderbilt this football season. Go give them a call today at 865-688-6232 to book your tour and let them know More Important Issues soon.
Do it.
Do it. All right. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back on Thursday. We have the bat flip tomorrow with me and Deuce. Should be a good time talking about Tennessee sweep over Illinois and a little bit more in depth. And SEC tournament starting Friday. So we'll have a full preview for that. Enjoy your week. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.